7 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News.
Como News.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
Oh, come on. This just makes me so happy.
It's the holiday season.
It is. Oh, my gosh.
But so, the big question is it all fake?
Is it all fake? I know.
Or is it real?
So, is it Janet or Jeanette?
Janet.
Well, Janet, thank you for your call. What a great question. And, yes, I actually have a lot of inside knowledge on this. So, Janet's question was with regard to these television shows. And I had the privilege of being on the television show Sell This House Extreme. And mm-hmm. I was on for 2 seasons. I'm in reruns. It's very fun. And we did the kitchens for innumerable houses all over the Northwest. And we traveled to California.
And we
really did. I mean, we went in. And so she wanted to know, is it all real? And how do they do it for the price? So Janet, it's a two-part question. First of all, I will tell you that the shows I work on that, and I'll have more of them coming up next year. I'm really excited about it. But the shows that I work on, it is real. I mean, it is a wrecking ball that hits that house, and it is a demolition crew. And how they do it at that price. Well, it's tenfold. So on Property Brothers and these different people, what they show you. And my favorite one is Nicole Curtis, Rehab Addict. And so it's different answers for each show. So let's start with my own show, which was Sell This House Extreme. And we were on the A&E channel, and it was just awesome, okay? So what did they come up with for the price of the kitchen? And by the way, Sell This House Extreme was so that the people couldn't afford to redo their house and sell their house for the money they needed to get. Mm-hmm. So the idea was, if you redid your kitchen, if you redid the master ensuite, how much more would your house go up for?
And you could make this money as profit.
Exactly. And then, but we as designers, all this stuff was given to these people for their house. So they don't pay for it, all right? So now how the numbers were calculated on Sell This House Extreme, Janet's question's a really good one. We did a kitchen on Mercer Island that literally everybody gave something. You know, the cabinet door manufacturers gave something. The box companies gave something. You know, we build the boxes.
But they get the advertising
mention
for it, don't
they? Not necessarily. They might be my vendor that, or my woodworking shop or my people, and they do it because it's goodwill. And no, they don't always get credit for it. No, they don't. They do it for goodwill toward me or towards the design team that they work with because they're part of our business. And so, and I've got one coming up. I'll tell you, I've got one coming up, and I'll go ahead and announce what it is. I'm going to be giving it to this cause. I want to auction off a kitchen for the USO Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already been talking to all my vendors, and I'm like, look,
well,
I'm going to
sure
warn
they're,
you.
They're on board with this, though,
you know,
it's USO.
Well, let me tell you. I'm like, let me tell you, I'm going to hit you up hard, and this is going to be a big kitchen. I don't know how much it's going to be worth, mm-hmm. and we are going to auction that puppy off, and we're going to do it for our troops, and we're going to do it for all the different things that the USO has the privilege to do on behalf of our soldiers. So how do we get it? I'm going to put something in. All my different crafts people, you know, my woodworking shop. I have my own different woodworking shops. I have my different people that build different parts and pieces and components of custom millwork, custom doors, the boxes that make up cabinets, all these different things. So, you know, these people all step up because they love doing business with me. And no, they don't always get credit. So in the case of Property Brothers, or in the case, there's a contractor, usually you'll see one guy, he gets about a split second of a tag, and they'll introduce him. Well, we went to Bob with, you know, A&E remodeling, and he came in, and it's about that long. And then they show this dynamic thing. Well, all those people that made it happen, they were friends of Bob. all the people that made it happen on Sell This House Extreme, they were friends of Tammy. And it was Ferguson. Ferguson Art, you know, from Ferguson, mm-hmm. showed up with fixtures and faucets and sinks. And, you know, our woodworkers, you know, some of our contractors worked literally, I'm telling you, they worked round the clock. They'd be there at 4 a.m, you know, sometimes 3 a.m. They'd work till midnight. They'd be sleeping in their trucks. That's how they pull it off at the price, because nobody adds it up, really. Her question's a good one. Is it real? On the shows I worked in, you bet it was real. On the shows I worked on with the homes, we were able to raise the value of the homes literally by tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Mm. So I think for the community, for people like Rehab Addict, where, you know, Nicole Curtis does this all over the Midwest, and she gets things out of salvage yards, she rebuilds things, she takes houses that in neighborhoods in St. Paul and Minneapolis, you know, I just read the Minneapolis actually makes the top like 12 dangerous cities in the U.S. Who would think?
Really?
I know, Minnesota nice, right?
Yeah.
Not so much in some of these areas. So she takes these homes, she turns it around. One house can turn around a neighborhood. And that's why in cooperation with Como News and, you know, Elisa Jaffe, big Hanukkah hug to Elisa Jaffe, because she allowed me to do Northwest Afternoon on behalf of charities for years. We did Gilda's Club. We did a soldier's home. We did, you know, the mom and dad were killed in a car crash in Marysville, and they had 6 kids with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We did their house. And because of these shows, we can turn communities, and I say we, I mean my team, the team of Property Brothers. You turn neighborhoods around. So yes, you should watch these shows. Yes, you should get ideas. Yes, they will, you know, Flipping Vegas. My husband hates that show.
Why? But
because the wife is just, you know, such a nag, and the husband's yeah. so negative, and I'm not going to spend money, and she wants to spend all my money, and the wife is this nag, and my husband's like, oh, well, you want to watch.
They're building tension
I
and
know,
conflict.
I know, but
it's acting.
But I've learned things on that show that I share on this, yeah. on this show. And I was just talking to my husband about that the other day, about PEX plumbing and copper plumbing. Mm-hmm. You learn
the plastic
things.
Plastic pipes, yeah.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. So, yes, that's how they do it. People come in and they give things in kind. Now, are they going to do it for you? No. But I'll tell you a little secret. Now, this is good, though.
No.
No.
I like that. No.
No. But let me tell you something. Apply to be on one of these shows.
Yeah.
Property Brothers.
They're looking
and,
for properties
right,
for places.
Exactly. And all these different remodeling shows, they need people. If you've got a good story, you know, a problem in your family, maybe somebody was in a car accident or something like that, you're a soldier's family, something like that. Believe me, the production staff of those shows, they need to do a show. And if there's a good story, makes people watch it. It's been a privilege to be part of those national and local shows. And you bet we do great work and we really do it. But that's how we do it on the budget.
Yeah, I like that.
Everybody pitches in. If everybody does a little, then no one has to do a lot.
That's true. 421-1000, phone number, toll free, 1-877-397-5666. And it's Tammy Michaels, Inside Out.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com. So here's what I want to tell you about Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath is just different. They are. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. You see these refacing companies and cabinet guys, and you know what? It looks like your Uncle Bob's woodworking shop outside his garage. That's not Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath is elegant, sophisticated, and addresses your budget, your needs. Come on, and you want it pretty. You wouldn't redo this if you wanted it to look like it came out of a wood shop, or you wanted it to look as if it came out of a box store. You want what you see on Houzz and Pinterest. You want Sound Kitchen and Bath. And I bet you don't know this. You can probably afford them just as much as you could afford anyone else. Sound Kitchen and Bath, I love this company so very much, I invested my own money in Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way. Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Federal Way and online at keycompounding.com.
All right, let's go ahead and check our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
Well, Art, we're getting pretty crowded heading north on I-5 through Seattle from before you get to the West Seattle Bridge all the way up to the 520 Bridge. No blocking problems in there, but we sure have one westbound 520 before you get to 405. It's a four-car pile-up blocking the center lane there. Also, we've got still that disabled tanker truck westbound 522 at 202 and at the Tacoma Dome where we're struggling in all that heavy rain. Still have that crash north 5 at City Center slowing traffic. Judith Larson on Como News.
Well, that's the forecast. Breezy and rainy today. Heavy rain at times. Highs mid-50s. Right now, it's 47 degrees.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Well, you know, we had to throw that in, too, you know?
That was actually... as a kid, you know, everybody had a favorite.
Did you like the Grinch?
That was my favorite one. And the reason was the dog Max.
I love
the little dog Max, and my dog Emily reminds me of the little dog Max. So, you know, what I will tell you also is I live in Burien, and I live on Three Tree Point. If you don't know where that is, I'll tell you, because it's like the best kept secret in all of Seattle. We really are. We're like Mayberry RFD over there. 909, you know, we've got our own, we've got a couple of little pizza parlors. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, some fantastic places to eat. We just got a brand new sushi place, which is to die for in Burien. And so you just head down 152nd right towards the water. And that point, boaters know about it, that sticks out on the water is called Three Tree Point.
Must be three trees on there.
There's three trees on it. There are literally three big trees on Three Tree Point.
And if someone cuts down one of those trees, you're going to rename it Two Tree Point?
Somebody will plant another tree.
Four Tree Point.
I guarantee, I know if somebody cut one down, they'd be replacing. You got to follow the bouncing ball here today with me, Art.
Right.
Stop hitting that eggnog over there in the newsroom.
Yes. I'm focusing.
But they've got, what I will tell you is that it's because of the topography on Three Tree Point. If you walked out my back deck and you look down, the drop is anywhere between 35, 50 feet. I live on the side of a cliff.
Wow.
Overlooking Puget Sound. And I live in a little house. I don't live in a huge, there's McMansions up there. Not my house. My house is like 2,200 square feet. But
you got a good view.
I do. I bought a view and they threw in a house.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's thus the ongoing remodel. But here's what I will tell you. Those roads, so everybody in my husband's family, they're all from Minnesota, right? So snow, ice, and they all say.
No big deal.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And so
call this winter.
You call this winter. You call this snow. You call this ice. But they don't clear our roads enough.
That's the difference.
And you got trees and you've got slopes and you've got the topography that when we get a quarter of a snowflake and we get some ice, you are on a luge run and you are going down the Matterhorn on iced rails. And I'm not kidding you. So I tell people every year, this time of year, I live on Mount Crumpet.
Mount Crumpet.
I know. So you put Emily in the back of my SUV and
there you go.
And there you go. So I know, right? And so I do. And don't judge, okay? But I do have the studded tires on my car.
Yeah.
On my SUV. Yeah, because when I get That's it.
And so what? You tear up the
road.
Who cares?
So my brother-in-law gave me a lot.
You get there safely.
I know. My brother-in-law gave me a lot of, you know, crap about my tires. And so then he came to our house.
You're wrecking the freeway.
I know, right. But he came to our house, and he's from Minnesota. Mm. And he came to our house during the, and he goes, "Do you guys know what the ice is like out there on those?" I'm like, uh-huh.
Well, I know. We lived in Minnesota for a year.
But it's flat.
Well, it's flat, but the thing is, when you get that 8 feet of snow, they're out. They've got like this fleet of snowplows. They've got 5,000 snowplows, and within an hour and a half, everything's cleared away. It's all...
Seriously. And I don't know where the salt mine...
The berms are really tall on the side.
Well, thank you. Yes, but you know...
But you can drive.
You can drive. And it's flat.
Yes, relatively.
So, yeah, the people who bag on us... It's like, first of all, we don't have the snow clearing equipment because it just doesn't happen that often.
Especially the back roads of the streets.
Thank you. Yeah.
Three tree point.
So, yeah, right. So, yeah. There you go. My heart goes out to those of you who live in areas like I do where, you know, we can't, we're so poor we can't afford to.
That's right.
All right.
Had to walk uphill to school and uphill back home, too.
Well, let's give out our phone numbers. This is the time of year that folks get all kinds of, you're thinking ahead. I'm going to talk about trends for tile because tile is everywhere, 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 everywhere. And I'm going to talk about tile trends because these solid surfaces are crazy important and there's been some shifts. It's not just all about the subway tile anymore. It's not all about, you know, just glass tile. And if it is glass tile, I'm going to tell you how to do it timeless, how to do it, some look at some things. And I'm going to tell you something that is pet friendly that maybe you hadn't thought of before. And I'm going to tell you how to get it. And I'm going to even say something nice about people I know.
Okay, that's coming up.
Coming
up. The phone number is 421-1000. You can join in this conversation. 1-877-397-5666. That one's toll free from anywhere. 1-877-397-KOMO. Tammy Michaels, Inside Out.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com. Do you hate the glare on your flat-screen TV? Do you want to protect your flooring and upholstery from fading? Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Exterior sunscreens reduce the glare and actually enhance your view. Sunscreens and awnings operate by the touch of a button. Locally manufactured, so you deal factory direct. Call Rainier Shade today for a free consultation. RainierShade.com. That's RainierShade.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. That's SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
All right, let's go ahead and check it out here. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
Oh, boy. As if we didn't have enough troubles. Let's start out with the new stuff. I was just looking in Olympia. We are not doing well there on either direction of I-5. Brand new crash. We have two crashes, North 5 near Capitol Boulevard. One of them in the northbound direction is in the left lane. That's making a mess out of things. The other one is more or less on 101 right there approaching I-5, that too blocking. Plus, we got more. North 5 approaching South Center. We have a crash in the right lane there. We're still dealing with a disabled tanker. West 522 at 202. And just kind of a problem everywhere on these wet roads. Judith Larson on Como News.
Breezy, rainy, and that's what's probably contributing to a lot of this. Mid-50s for the highs today, then tonight and Sunday. Windy, rain at times, overnight lows mid-40s. Tomorrow's highs will be in the 50s. Right now it's 47 degrees in Seattle.
So tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, it's Neil Diamond.
Who's you?
I didn't know
Hanukkah.
Neil Diamond sang this.
Just drink your gin and tonica. Don't smoke your marijuana.
All right, we're going to get calls.
Yeah, right.
I know, right?
Right. Well, it's the holiday show. Inside Out. Tammy Michaels.
Well, it's legal in our state.
It is.
It is.
Don't stop the smoke that marijuana.
Just don't take it to Oregon.
No.
Or Idaho.
Or Canada.
Or Canada. Oh, my goodness. All I can tell you is that I love this time of year. I really do. We try to have a lot of fun. And for those, you know, who don't celebrate anything, all I want to say is please do not be embittered by the fact that there are people surrounding you that are in a happy mood and trying to do good things for others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to talk about one thing that they will not take credit for. And the USO Northwest will be headed across the pass this weekend to deliver toys to a fallen soldier's family. And he made the ultimate sacrifice, and there will just be Christmas at that home for that lovely, lovely lady. I won't say her name, and I won't say the circumstances, and I won't say any of that. I will just say that, you know, when you're part of an organization like the USO Northwest, it's more than just having Kid Rock show up and sing in a concert in Kandahar. You know, it is more than that. And it's the everyday things. And so, yeah, that's why.
It's a great organization.
Well, and I love this time of year because it spawns goodwill.
Yeah.
So what I want to say is, so what if you don't believe in anything? So why is it a negative that there is a time of year that other people embrace goodwill and they try to give to others and acknowledge this? You know, I got a text message and I got a phone call from Jerry Eastland from Metal Roof Specialties, because I say nice things about him. It's a new little business and he wanted my address, and I was like, oh, you don't need my address. You don't need to give me anything. Let me tell you something. I came home last night. It was like 9:30 at night. Been out running errands, had Hanukkah with my
Metal
family.
Roof constructed on the lawn, right?
No, no, I wish, kidding. But just no, kidding. But they had a basket by my door, and it had this little cute elf in it, and it was filled with candy, which I sat in my bed last night eating taffy, sitting there watching Homeland, right? You know, rerun of Homeland.
Well, it made your night.
I know it did. And you know what? I thought to myself, it was like, and I even thanked him, and he texted me back, and it's like, you know what? The fact that he lives all the way in Tacoma, and here he came to my house to do something nice for me. I just thought that's what this season is about. The people stop and take a moment. You know, I think that's what this is about.
Yes.
And if you don't have money, you know, I've been telling people also that don't have money, you know, just even snapping a photo of something beautiful on your smartphone and texting that to someone saying, I saw this sunset and I thought of you. I don't have money for a gift, but I thought of you. I saw this rainbow and I thought of you. That's what this time of year is about. All right, let's go to Sam in Monroe. Hi, Sam. How can I help you?
Hi. My wife and I, we just bought a house in Monroe, and it's got hardwood floors on the lower level. And we're just wondering, how can we keep those clean and retain the shine they have when they are new?
Tell me, describe to me, are they worn? Are they the wrong color? Are they damaged? Is the finish flaking? Tell me what...
They're actually in really great condition, but we just want to, like, maintain them and keep them looking nice more than anything. Like, when we clean up and everything, we use a wet mop, but we're wondering, like, should we use a steam mop, or how can we just...
Oh, no, don't use a steam mop. I'm glad you called. Okay, so you don't want to steam wood because wood burns. Like, if you set something hot on a dining room table, like a box of pizza, it'll literally burn the finish. So real wood, you don't want to steam. I'm going to tell you, this is a great question. I'm not a big fan of Murphy's oil soap. You know, I'm really not. I want to tell you that what I would do is some of the professional woodworking companies like Accent Floors and a few others that I can give you the names of. My email is tammy@tammymichaels.com, and I'll give you a list of good people that come out and they do a kind of a buff and wax on the floor, and they will leave you with good cleaners for your floor. And depending on the finish, and they'll look at it, whether it was an oil base or a Swedish finish, what kind of cleaner you should have, and that's what you should clean your floor with. But, you know, these commercials, yeah, there's somebody selling something.
Don't put any hot pizza on the floor.
Yeah.
Not good.
Thank you, Art. I missed that one. That was good.
Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. The Northwest's breaking news, traffic, and weather.
Top local story straight ahead after ABC covers the world. It's 11:30, plus Tammy continues.
The big holiday getaway is underway for lots of Americans, especially by car with low gas prices. Airports will be crowded today, too. Some people will be traveling to the mall. The Saturday before Christmas is expected to be the biggest shopping day of the year. Four detainees at Guantanamo Bay are headed home to Afghanistan.
The transfer of detainees from Guantanamo is kind of complicated. Ultimately, it's the Secretary of Defense's decision about whether or not to release these detainees, but Congress has a say in that release because there is a process of congressional notifications, and they can raise questions with the Secretary of Defense that could, in some ways, stall the release of these detainees.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. More than two dozen people have been injured after a double-decker bus crashed near Seymour, Indiana. It was headed from Chicago to Atlanta. A protest in Miami against President Obama's plans to normalize relations with Cuba. Two NFL games today, Philadelphia and Washington, then San Francisco and San Diego. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Como News.
Como News time, 11:31. I'm Taylor Van Sice in Seattle, raining and 46 degrees. Now our top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. King County deputies say a street race caused a crash that left two people dead near Redmond.
It's amazing anyone survived, and it's despite how safe cars are today, and cars have made immeasurable advances in safety. When you pick up your speed like that, you're really putting yourself in a dangerous situation and other people on the road.
Detective Jason Stanley says one of the speeding cars collided head-on with another car that was carrying two elderly people and a four-year-old child. It happened on Northeast 128th Street around 5:30 last night. Deputies say the two people who died were in the speeding car. One woman in the other vehicle was taken to Harborview. The rest are okay. Deputies still looking for another car that may have been involved in that race. 120 law enforcement agencies are increasing their drunk driving patrols during the holiday. Here's Shelley Baldwin with the Washington Traffic Safety Commission.
We want you to use good judgment now, and we want you to keep your families together and everybody safe on our roads. So do the right thing. Plan ahead. If you're going to be drinking, don't drive. Take a taxi. Get a sober driver. Stay where you are.
Baldwin says her agency is paying the overtime for the extra coverage in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over program. A police standoff in Tacoma ended with the arrest of a man sought by law enforcement in multiple car theft cases. A SWAT team surrounded a home for several hours Friday and had to fire tear gas into the home before they were able to take the man into custody. John Thornock was booked for investigation on two counts of robbery, one count of burglary, and four counts of vehicle theft. There are also warrants for allegedly stealing other vehicles as well. The News Tribune says an auto crimes enforcement team tried to serve at least two warrants Friday morning. That's when a fire broke out in an apartment where that warrant was served. A University Place teenager is living out her onstage dream. The Make-A-Wish Foundation helped connect Sophia Ferrazza with the Goodman Theater in Chicago. The 18-year-old suffers from cystic fibrosis, but this weekend she'll battle stage fright instead, as she appears in several roles during the performances of A Christmas Carol in Chicago.
It hasn't really sunk in yet. It kind of feels don't know, it's so impromptu, it doesn't really feel like it's actually happening, but I'm definitely excited.
Like many performers, Sophia says being on stage gives her a feeling she can't experience anywhere else. Como News Time, 11:34.
Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s with Judith Larson.
Not exactly a smooth ride. We've got a lot of it related to the wet roads and people going too fast. We had a crash in the right lane, North 5 approaching South Center Boulevard, causing a slowdown, a mess in Olympia because of two crashes. One is northbound 5 near Capitol, the state capitol. It's in the right lane. Southbound 101 on-ramp to North 5, we have a collision there too. In Woodinville, we still have that tanker truck disabled. West 522 at 202 in the right lane. And North 5 at the 9, rather, at the Lowell-Larimer Road, we have a truck that's disabled blocking the left lane there. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Breezy, rainy, highs mid-50s today. Tonight and Sunday, windy. Rain at times, overnight lows mid-40s. And tomorrow's highs in the 50s right now. It's 47 degrees. Okay, here it comes.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I know.
I know.
Earworm. Here it comes.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right. Inside Out with Tammy.
You've been drinking too much eggnog.
Too much eggnog.
I think you've been
Well, you can. They put the music in out there, not me. It's not my fault.
And she's I'm telling
Johnny
you.
Taylor, they're out there, you know, playing around with music.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the giving season.
What can you say? There's eggnog in the Como newsroom. I'm telling you.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go around smelling everybody's eggnog.
Hey, you know, here, we have a phone number you can dial, 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. Tammy Michaels, Inside Out.
So,
I know it's hard to get serious with that.
It is hard to get serious. I'm going to give a couple of quick tips because this time of year, people start thinking ahead on their remodeling projects. And I promised that I would give you a couple of trends in tile because there have been some dynamic changes when it comes to the taste in tile. So, Art, I'm going to switch the screen over a little bit so you can see.
That is different.
Crazy.
I've never seen tile quite
crazy,
like that.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
That's tile, those green swirls?
Yes. So, and then some subtle things. So, through the theater of the mind, I am going to explain to you some of the sophisticated and cornucopia, the variety
it
of
is
tile.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
That is something else.
It
That's
is
tile?
Something else. So here's what I know, right? So everybody's going, what? Keep your eye on my Facebook page this week, my professional one.
This looks like
I'm going
a
to be,
psychedelia.
It kind of does. Kind of does.
Paisley's.
So let me tell you where this came from, this whole genre of tile. This comes from the fact that our millennials, which now influence and our international culture as we emerge with so many cultures around the world. Look, I'm not going to mix it up with anything political because as far as I'm concerned, Inside Out is about as outside politics as anybody could get. My politics are purple. The reason why my politics are purple is because I love anybody and everybody who loves my troops. You love my troops, you love pets, you love kids, I'm on your side. So that's why my politics stay right in the middle. But with that being said, you know, the fact that internationally from the Middle East, even Cuba now, these things, whether you agree, you disagree, you embrace things, you don't embrace things, they influence design. Design is always impacted by the geopolitical atmosphere, socioeconomic demographics of the planet. And the planet's getting more flat. Why? Because of the internet. So the things that you see in Dubai are now of interest to us in the U.S. because you can see it online. You don't have to travel to Istanbul to see what the latest trends are in tile. And so because of that, there's become what we call the hive, meaning this is where people gravitate to a certain style of things. So what you're seeing here, Art, is a variety of tile, and I'm going to describe it. It can look like faux wood. As we go through here, you can see that there's actually looks like planks of wood that are tile. And some of these are very cheap and I don't recommend them. And some of them are great and I do. And for floors. Some of them are pet friendly and then some of them aren't because of the way they're installed.
Yeah.
But it's still a trend no matter what. So I'm just telling you a little bit about how they sustain.
That next one down is interesting too. That looks like a...
Graphics.
Graphics,
exactly.
Yes.
So almost graffiti. Do you see that?
Yes.
You look at it and graffiti impacts the socioeconomic, demographic, geo-targeted, everything about the planet. You see it in design, and it's always been that way. If you think back to the Roaring 20s, that was the one of the very first eras. Here, you know, they'd come out of, you know, the teetotaling arts and crafts period was all about, you mm-hmm. know, prohibition. And then what happens? The, you know, really the years of Wine and Roses, you know, where you had the speakeasies and, you know, rum running and all that. What does it inspire? Flappers and jazz.
The 20s.
Yes, exactly. And Art Deco and Art Nouveau. Sexy design. So we went from the arts and crafts, the teetotalers who wanted prohibition, and then the rebellion about prohibition created an explosion. Well, what we're seeing is a couple of different things. First of all, because, and let me break it down a little bit. We're seeing things like the art of graffiti, urban areas, because the cost of housing has gotten so expensive that the neighborhoods expand and enlarge. Try buying a house right now in Columbia City, you know, which used to be considered a less than desirable neighborhood, is now an up-and-coming trending neighborhood. And it's on the border of urban areas where you would see graffiti and multicultural diversity. Now it's embraced in art. So you see tile, and I'll show you a floor tile that also embraces it. So here you've got, let me scroll down so you can see it, Art. Here you've got a floor tile that looks as if it's actually just a stone floor, and then laid right in the middle of it, there's a graphic that almost looks like graffiti just randomly placed in the floor. So graffiti is something that the art world is embracing.
Yeah, I see that.
And yeah. So mm-hmm. there's the natural, and then all of a sudden there's a pop of graffiti. That's in. That's hot. The other thing that's in, and it's because of our millennials, as I was describing it earlier, they grew up with digitized images of everything. So the fact that it looks like, look at this. This is faux wood, looks like planks of wood, but it's in bright multicolors. I'm talking pink and orange and teal mm-hmm. and lime
like
green.
Planks of those colors.
Yes, planks yeah. of those bright colors. And also, very apparently, a gray plank floor that you can tell is fake, right? You can tell it's not real wood. It's the image of real wood. And that's embraced because the millennials, which young minds, always drive creativity and embrace what's hip and fashionable. And so they drive the trends. And so internationally, what's going on in the world? We're seeing photographs of wood, photographs of stone. So here you see the one that you reacted to.
Yeah, that is wild.
It's a natural stone that is photographed and created in tile. So we're seeing turquoise and agate and various other stones replicated in tiles. That's in because the our new millennials, they have no problem looking at faux wood and knowing it's faux. The fact that it's faux, meaning false, the fact that it's not real, that's in. Here's one that I love. Bright colors, but embracing something like gold leafing, knowing it's not really gold leafing, that it's fake, and that's okay. So bold colors, look at this, a bold graphic, Art, you know, that looks like a peacock feather. That's tile.
It is beautiful, actually.
So what
I
want to say to you is, you know, subway tiles are going to mm-hmm. be around forever. They're timeless. And I love them. But now I want you to think outside the box. And maybe it's just in one area. Maybe it's just behind where your range is. that you embrace a pop of color and something outlandish. And then the rest of it is a subway or a glass tile. But you just put this, you know, in one area or one bathroom, and that would be okay. And so we're looking at this now, and we're saying that tile can be something that really makes a statement. And it used to be, how long can that last? Now we're looking at it, and we're saying that it can just be kind of a fun addition to your home.
Very nice. Okay.
The trend is fun.
If you have questions about tile or anything else, it's 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-5666. It's 1144 at Como News and AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, the drive heading north on I-5, pretty crowded between the West Seattle Bridge through Seattle all the way to about 50th in the U District. In Tukwila, we're slow because of the crash north 5 as you approach South Center Boulevard there. It's in the right lane. You're stacked up from about South 188th. Also in Olympia, we're still dealing with two crashes on I-5 near Capitol Boulevard. One, the northbound direction near Capitol Boulevard in the right lane. And the second one, South 101 to North 5, also blocking. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Breezy, rainy, mid-50s today, and then tonight and Sunday, windy, rain at times, lows mid-40s, highs in the 50s. Right now in Seattle, it's 47 degrees.
Picture this, the Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools.
Personalize your home. Look at some different styles ahead of time so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
I love my Brizo Touch Faucet, and I thought when I heard about it that I won't ever use it and it won't matter, and why would anybody really care about having a touch faucet until you have one? Then when you have one and you have chicken hands, and all you have to do with the slightest bump anywhere on the faucet, it comes on at the temperature you selected. You can select that temperature right there on the handle of the faucet. The competitors of Brizo, you have to go underneath the cabinet to adjust the temperature. The technology in the touch faucet is only available at Brizo. Why? Because they patented it. So there's nothing like it and nothing looks like it. When people walk in and go, wow, what is that? And you say, that's a Brizo faucet. Mine in polished nickel. Couldn't live without it. It's amazing. Brizo, B-R-I-Z-O, touch technology, and it's only available at Ferguson in Bellevue.
Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
It's Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. The phone number is 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-5666.
So, Art, you know, I have to tell you kind of my own inside holiday story. So this is probably not surprising to you. In our family, I embrace, you know, my own spirituality, Judaism, and that's kind of my system of where I go. But I'm kind of this one of these people that I love Christmas, and I love the whole thing. I mean, I love all of it. I love the Christmas trees. I love the whole idea of the baby Jesus. Don't judge whether you do or don't. I don't know. I don't really care. I'm just saying that I like the whole thing. So when I married my husband, Guy, you know, and we were a new relationship. We fell in love. We've been married now 17 years. And we fell in love, and we decided we were going to get married really quick. 5 months from our first date, we were married. Boom. You know, and blended family. So here we are. And so he said, you know, so do you have anything against celebrating Christmas? I was like, no, we love Christmas. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, we want both. And my kids were excited, and I was excited. So we go to the tree lot. the first year. And he goes, well, let's go pick out a Christmas tree. And so we go to the Christmas tree lot, and my husband, you know, now you know a little bit about me, Art, and I'm not one of these Charlie Brown Christmas tree girls. I am a more is more kind of girl.
It's a big, full tree.
You know, so well, and so did Guy. You know, so he's walking around and he's looking, and we had a family room that had vaulted ceilings. So he's walking around and he's looking at, you know, trees that are like 10, 11, 12 feet tall.
Big trees.
Big trees, yeah. Right, right. So I walk up to this young guy who's freezing to death, and, you know, it was one of those winters. And he says, how can I help you? And I said, let me just save you a lot of time. What's the biggest dang tree you've got? And he goes, well, I've got that one over there. My husband's walking around looking at tags, looking at trees, and I've got this kid kind of cornered. And I go, show it to me.
Yeah.
So he takes me over there, and I'm telling you, this thing looks like it came off of Ice Road Trucker loggers, right? And yeah. I looked at this thing, and I go, oh, my gosh, that looks perfect. And he said, are you sure? And I said, well, where did it come from? He goes, because it looked like it was all flocked and everything. He goes, well, it came from a bank, but they returned it because it was too big.
Really?
Yes, really. Really.
They returned it.
They returned it because it was too big. I go, it's perfect. My husband comes over. He looks at this thing. And seriously, the trunk on this thing looks like, you know, an 18-wheeler, right? So he says, he goes, that won't fit. I go, come on. We've got vaulted ceilings. It's going to fit. So we give him our address. They come to deliver the tree. And I'm at work. And so my phone rings. My husband says, I don't know, it's like, you know, 5:30, and I work a lot of hours, so I'm still at work. And he calls me, and he goes, hey. He goes,
the tree's here.
You want to bring me something to eat? I go, yeah, I don't mind. And he goes, and I go, because I'm thinking, my husband loves to cook. He never asks for takeout. And I go, yeah, I'm happy to get you something to eat. And I go, why? And he goes, well, he said, so his office in our house in Normandy Park was upstairs. And he goes, because I am stuck in my office. I go, why are you stuck in our office? And he said, because they tried to deliver your tree. He said, so the guys came, he said, this morning, and he said, and they tried to get your tree in. And we had a stairwell that really kind of looked like Gone with the Wind, okay? Mm-hmm. So he said, so they had three guys, and they wedged your tree up the stairwell. And he said, they said, we're going to have to go get more people. He said, that was about 5 hours ago. And
oh,
I can't get downstairs to eat anything. He said, so if you'd bring a guy some KFC, throw it over the balcony. He goes, because they're going to come back. So do you know, Art, when they wedged that tree up the stairs, it took all the drywall and all, all the paint and all the finish off the floors.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding you. This was our first Christmas together. And my cute little stepdaughter, Jocelyn, who was only 8 at the time. So I took the kids to Target, and I'm like, all right, we've all got assignments. Your lights, your tinsel, your Christmas balls, you know. And I'm like, all right, everybody take an aisle, take a cart. Because now you got to decorate this thing, right? So everybody goes, and we come out with carts of decorations. Because this is how Tammy embraces Christmas. And I'm not kidding.
Did you have enough to cover the tree?
My cute little daughter, Jocelyn, stepdaughter, new little daughter, literally falls asleep on the floor. She goes, I just wanted to be over. I just want to stop decorating the
Scarred
tree.
For life.
Scarred for life. So none of my kids want to come over and help decorate our tree. This is what happens when a decorator, a Jewish decorator, embraces her inner Christmas. So then you wonder, how did you get the tree out of the house? I mean, this thing, we had to cut it off at the bottom, cut it off at the top. Well, we had pocket doors that we slid shut, big oak doors to the family room, about Easter time, because we just shut the doors
and left the tree in there.
We left it in there.
Forget it.
Nobody. That's what
Don't
we
go
did.
In that room.
No, do not go in the true story. This is a true story. So there was a day, and it was literally about Easter time, and I literally heard something. Bloom, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no.
Bloom, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Right? And it is my son, Blake, and my husband, and they've got on safety goggles. They've rented a chainsaw.
And they're cutting that
and
tree
And they're
down.
Cutting it up and throwing it out the window. True story. So that is Christmas at the Ross. Had to repaint, resand. But you know what? Forget the Griswolds. That's how we do it, Ross Brookmichael style.
All right, and we will continue right after this.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ILoveMetalRoofs.com. That's ILoveMetalRoofs.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
If Ferrari, or better yet, Tesla, were to design your kitchen faucet, you know what? Even they'd fall short. Only Brizo brings high performance and environmental consciousness to the kitchen. With Brizo, enjoy water conservation and a healthier kitchen with the reduced spreading of germs through Brizo's smart touch technology.
Clearly the prettiest pony in the show. Brizo is the top of the line.
Visit Brizo.com.
Como News Time, 11:54. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, here we go again on Snoqualmie Pass. I just got off the phone with the people up at Hayek, and it's starting to snow really hard. So, again, we now have a traction tire advisory there. And I'm telling you, the visibility is not all that good because we're talking heavy snow there. The right lane just opened up North 5 at the scene of a crash as you approach South Center Parkway. Heading north on I-5 is crowded between the West Seattle Bridge and 45th. And now we got something new. South 5 at 44th and Linwood. Looks like we might have a crash there. We're stacking up fast. This by Puget Sound Energy, alerting you to any kind of downed utility line. It could be energized. Stay away from it. Judith Larson on Como News.
Breezy, rainy, at least in the lowlands. Here, highs in the mid-50s right now, 47 degrees. Let's listen to this.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, this is the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
All right, the redneck 12 days of Christmas.
I love that. I love that. Taylor Van Size.
Thank you, Taylor.
The musical Christmas stylings.
He's our musical director.
I know. Our holiday stylings by Taylor Van Size.
Where'd you dig this thing at?
Well, before I was a news guy, I was a program director at a country station.
Oh, there you go.
This
is in my archives.
Who is this, by the way? You know?
That would be Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course it is. Come on. That's hysterical.
It's funny.
It's beyond funny. I just love it. You know what? It's a great time of year. It's a fun time of year. And but I want to draw attention to a couple things as I wrap up today's broadcast. One of them is, and now I'm going to cough.
That's okay. Go ahead. That's what the cough button's for.
I know, right? Because that just...
That's a little button there. Says
seriously,
cough.
I was laughing so hard I was choking about that redneck Christmas. Oh, my gosh. Because kind of that's what my own Christmas story was.
Kind of.
I know. And you said that you get... When we went to the break, you said the most astonishing thing was you guys just closed the doors and just left it there. It was like kids...
Don't watch, go in there.
Don't go in there. Watch TV in your rooms or in the kitchen.
Stay out of that room.
Stay out of that room. Christmas is over. We'll deal with it at some later point. It's a true story, though. But there's a couple of things I'd like to point out this time of year. And one of them is, please do not drink and drive. It's what Uber is for. It is what a sober friend is for. And I tell my husband every year, it's like, you know, the good news is, because I don't drink, the good news is you have a sober driver. The bad news is it's me. So, you know, call a friend that you know doesn't drink to come get you. And if you know that you've got young people in your family that are going to drink, then give them, like, you know, one of those prepaid credit cards to get themselves home from New Year's, from holiday parties. And I really mean it, because it's not a state where it's past the legal limit, it is you are driving impaired and you are going to end up in handcuffs, and I'll be glad you're in handcuffs and that you didn't harm or kill yourself or someone who's innocent. And it happens every year. And we have tough drunk driving laws, and they're there for a reason. Do not drink at all and drive. And I mean it. This is something that you can do because it's not worth it. It's really not worth it.
True. True.
It's just not worth it. The other thing that I want to wrap up and say is that, you know, there were a few holidays years ago where my kids and I had no money. And literally, one of the best Christmases before we met Guy was when I was a single mom. And all I could afford was a hamster cage and two hamsters. That's what Santa brought.
I love it.
Yeah. All right? Santa brought a hamster cage and two hamsters.
A couple of hamsters.
A couple of hamsters. And, you know, that was Hanukkah and that was Christmas. And my kids and I look back on it and we just remember that we loved each other. And so reach out to those who are doing without this year. And even if it's just some kindness, you know, a gift card, something. It's a difficult time for someone. Invite someone to your holiday table. Add an extra seat. And pick up the phone and call the people you love and the people that are depressed. Because this time of year, the suicide rate does go up. And let's take care of each other. And really, make all those design decisions with people you love in mind and your pets. And thanks for joining me. And happy holidays.
Likewise, and we'll see you next week, the other side of Christmas, before the new year.
Absolutely.
All right, Tammy Michaels, Inside Out. KOMO News Time is 11:59.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather for Saturday, December 20th on KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, and KOMONews.com.
It's 12 noon.